Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this.
Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Mueller's backyard buildings are easy to assemble, affordable, and offer a permanent storage solution right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and over 30 colors to choose from, our backyard building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's Standard Series buildings are ready to go to work for you. From workshops to big barns, these pre-engineered, bolt-together buildings come in a variety of size and color options. You can also visit us online at MuellerInc.com and get a free customized building estimate. And while you're there, use our custom 3D design tool to turn your building dreams into a reality. We're located right here in the heartland, so give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER today.
All right, Justin, just exactly how those grains end up here this afternoon?
Grain futures finished the day higher here on corn and beans. Wheat was neutral. Corn closed up 1 to 3.5 cents. July corn up 3/4 at 365.5. December 16 went all the way up to 382.25, but then closed at 380.25, about 2 cents off the high. Beans 2.5 to 3 higher, 9 cents off the lows from earlier today. November new crop beans nearly got to $9. The high today was 896.5, and they closed at 896. That was up 3 cents. But that new crop hanging around that $9 level will really incite the bean growers, given the price of corn and all other alternatives. Wheat futures steady here. Kansas City, July unchanged at 480.25. Chicago wheat up 2 to 3 cents, and then cattle shrugged off the earlier lows today and ended up finishing the day up 90 to $1.10 on the feeders, and then live cattle up 45 to $1.25. There was a brief amount of or a little bit of cash news. There was a 136 cash trade happened early in the week, and that lifted the April live cattle futures, which finished up $1.25 at 137.20. Outside markets here, we have crude oil down $1.50 today, so it's really under pressure. Stock market and the Dow Jones down 57.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Tomorrow morning we have the USDA monthly report for the month of March. It's going to give us ending stocks for the U.S. and the world, and then talk a little bit about some South American production. But in the U.S., old crop ending stocks were higher than last month on wheat, corn, and beans. So that should add to the negative bias or the bear camp. On the world level, though, it's mixed. It's a little bit tighter on wheat and expected to be a little bit larger for corn and beans on the world level. Nothing too significant. It looks like less than 1% on both of those, and then less than 1% lower on wheat. So really small changes on the world level. In the world production level, just the wheat, we were mixed, some higher, some lower. To look more detailed at each one, if you look at the wheat planted acres for this next year, 51.5 million acres expected for wheat total. If you go down to the bottom to the stocks to use ratio, it's going to continue to increase up to an average guess of about 54%. So that means we've got about a half year's worth of wheat left over after we use it for the next crop year. Stocks to use for corn are going to remain around 15%. That's pretty tight. And then beans a little bit higher as well this next year at 15% as well.
Justin, how can folks get more information from you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.